Hello there, and welcome to episode 177 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Our words are our own. How's it going, bud?
Going pretty good.
Awesome. We are recording this Sunday, January 26th. We're 2 days out from your older sister's birthday. So that's coming up in 2 days on Tuesday. She'll be turning 21. So we got to enjoy celebrating her birthday a little bit early this weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
So right after we get done with this, I'll be packing up your little brother, and we roll north to drop her back off at school. But then she'll be back in the area next weekend to drink. So that's kind of funny. It's been a busy week. Everybody was still sick, kind of. So not a lot of gaming happened. Like, even last night when we were playing some Mario Party while I was folding laundry, you eventually were starting to fall asleep during that, right?
Yeah.
But Mario Party Jamboree is going strong. We have tried two of the four or five maps that are included. So we've done the mall, and we've done the volcano, and now we're on the race track. And we haven't gotten very far on the racetrack yet, but I am impressed so far. How about you?
I am as well.
Cool. Otherwise, birthday weekend-wise, we all got together and played some Mario Kart. It's a good couple of close matches there. And then I can't remember, did we do Dead Mines on WoW Classic after we recorded the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have that from last weekend of playing Dead Mines. And it went slowly but surely and smoothly, and we only had like one big wipe, so that was good.
And then that Warlock was just funny.
Oh yeah, the no fell no, because your character's name is like Fell Jumper or something, right?
Yeah.
As you jumped off the edge there at the end of Dead Mines, and of course your pet then tried to follow and aggro everything. Oh dear. So, those that are not familiar with World of Warcraft, Dead Mines is one of the first dungeons for the human starting zone and the Alliance starting zones. So, the premise is that you have a rebel group inside these mines taking resources, and they are building a warship, which they plan to use to lay siege to the capital city from the water. What's funny about this is in original World of Warcraft, you couldn't see the capital city's harbor. It just wasn't there. That came later. It was added later. So if you went into the water, which I have done, and swum around where the harbor would be, it's a cliffside. So it wouldn't have been practical for a bunch of rebels to build a warship to then shoot a capital city. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So that's what their plan was. That's what their plan was. And then we, the heroes, we go in and we take out their leaders, and so then they can't ever get the warship to water or finish it and go. But yeah, that's the premise of the Dead Mines in a nutshell. Otherwise, gaming wise World of Warcraft retail has a time walking event going on, so every week it's a different expansion. This week I think is Legion, right?
Yeah.
And early on, there was a bug where one person, one member of the party, usually the tank, frustratingly, would start to loot the body, and then they would freeze. They've since fixed that bug, but you'd have this poor tank just suddenly frozen, kneeling at the body of the enemy, unable to do anything else. So they just have to leave the party, and you have to get a new tank, and you repeat for every single boss because you can't continue without a tank very easily. Very painful. Very painful. There's actually planned maintenance for tomorrow as well as Tuesday, probably to address some of these issues. So that's good news, at least.
Indeed.
And what's nice is it's maintenance time. That's when we're working or at school and whatnot. And you're feeling well enough to go back to school at this point, right?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, indeed. But I'm glad you're feeling better. So, yeah. Monday will come along. Tomorrow will come along. And everybody will go to school. We'll get back at the end of the day. And hopefully WoW is back up so you can relax and chill after the school day. And then hopefully this next week will be a little bit more normal. At least a little bit. Friday, of course, I go get your sister again. So that's going to be weird. And then Sunday is actually, next week Sunday, is a daddy-daughter dance. So I take your baby sister, your younger sister, to that. So there's going to be a mass panic. Get your older sister back to college in time. Drive back. And then get to the daddy-daughter dance in time. So it's going to be a tight day on Sunday, next Sunday.
Get everyone Casey's pizza.
I've been dreading that suggestion and thinking that, unfortunately, it's probably the most logical course of action for that day. We'll just have to wait and see. It would probably happen after the daddy-daughter dance, which means everybody's going to be, or before, so it kind of depends on when I get back to town. But, yes, I have been pondering that. So, your brother tells me that they are getting new wing style pretty soon. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Ooh.
Yep. So, that's something to look forward to. We don't have, I guess they don't have any cooking instructions or anything like that yet. They just have the heavy rumor that they're going to be getting some. So, that's all we know. Other than that, anything in regards to gaming that you would like to bring up? Because otherwise I've snuck in some Civ 6 personally. I know you've been doing some PvP in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, the PvP, now that I actually know how to do it, it's been extremely fun and even more fun to gather the PvP gear. Because that just makes you feel powerful while fighting other players.
Cool. Very cool. And you're playing on a tank Death Knight, correct?
I've switched him to Unholy for PvP.
Oh, okay. So you have an unholy PvP build, and then you have a tank build when not PvPing.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I've actually been getting PvP gear for my main four characters. My Warlock, Affliction Warlock, is fully geared up and ready to go.
Nice.
And I'm still working on my Frost Mage.
Very cool.
Well, Fire Mage when not doing PvP.
Huh. Very cool.
However, there is one thing I will complain about it.
Okay.
the flippin' disciplined priests in PvP are a pain in the butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used all of my unholy abilities on one single disciplined priest. They would not die.
Oh, wow.
I had my army of undead on them and four horsemen, because that's a hero talent for unholy. And they just would not go down.
Weird. Wow. Huh. I haven't played Disciplined Priest much yet. My Disciplined Priest is over on the Horde side and not very high level, but there are definitely a unique healing spec, and it sounds like they are beasts in PvP then. Huh.
And then shadow priests are a pain too. Every time I've gone into a PvP match, the shadow priests would just annihilate us.
Nice.
Like, the enemy team's rogue even went invisible for the whole time just to let the shadow priests do their job.
Oof. So the rogue was kind of there on backup and in case something went wrong, but otherwise the shadow priest was just like, "Nah, I got this, bro."
Yeah. The only time the rogue even intervened was when I just kept on stunning the shadow priest over and over.
Yep.
And then the rogue just decided to stun me and take me down.
Not in my house. I'm the stunner. Thank you very much, sir. And then, yeah, proceeds to slaughter you. Yeah. Because rogues are very good about stun locking people. Ouch.
As a human death knight, you really only get you get a extra breakout of stun bonus as a human death knight. So they stunned me twice. I broke out of that, and then they stunned me a third time, and I wasn't able to break out of that one.
Yeah. I get knocked down. I get up again. I get knocked down. I get up again. I get knocked down. Oh, crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, this isn't about gaming, but something I saw today.
Oh, okay.
Haven't got the chance to look into it because it was basically announced today.
All right.
But there is a supposedly a impeachment investigation going on.
Against who?
Trump.
Oh, well, everybody, I wouldn't get your hopes up because an impeachment would require a majority vote in the House, and then a removal would require a two-thirds majority in the Senate. And right now, his party is the one in control of both of those two chambers. So I could see this being, and we're just going to hard transition over to current events, I guess. I guess I could see this just being the Democrats in the House trying to make some noise. Especially to counter the noise being made by the Republicans in the House, because one Yahoo submitted an idea for a constitutional amendment to give Trump a third term.
Oh, lovely.
And that's not going to go anywhere either. That's the thing. So neither of those are probably going to go anywhere. Process-wise, we have for impeachment, like I just said, House votes to impeach with a majority, Senate votes with a supermajority to kick him out. Similarly, to get a constitutional amendment, the House needs to vote with a supermajority, so two-thirds, 66%, which they don't have on the Republican side. And then you need like 38 states to ratify the constitutional amendment. So again, not going to happen.
Although, if it did happen, wouldn't that mean Obama would be able to run again?
So the way this guy submitted it was very specifically that a president may not have may not have more than two consecutive terms. So modifying how right now it's constitutionally a president can only serve two terms, period, to modify it so a president may serve another term if there is a break in between the first term and the second term, then you can add a third term. So he wrote it very specifically just to allow for Trump
Seriously?
rather than any other president currently. So yeah, seriously.
Wow.
I mean, theoretically, that means Biden could run again and get in and have a second term as well, theoretically, but that's not going to happen. The oldest president on record handed power over to the oldest president on record. So Trump's only going to get older and then be the record holder pretty soon. It's wild.
Yeah.
Why can't we get some, younger, more virile individuals in the White House that can stay awake and not go on weird rambles is a mystery to me. And I'm talking about both parties for that. But yeah, that's the way it is. At least the turtle, I'm forgetting his name. He was the leader in the House for the Senate for the Republicans. But he stepped down from his role. He's still in the Senate, but he's no longer the majority leader. I'm forgetting his name, but he made the news a while, like last summer, because he just froze. It's like he had the Windows blue screen of death, and he just froze while talking. Went through reboot mode, but because he doesn't have enough RAM, it took a really long time to restart. And then he launched back in like nothing had happened. It's like, dude, what the crap? I wish I could remember his name right now, but he's moot at this point. But we just have a bunch of old people in these chambers of power, and my opinion is they should be going and stepping down. I think there was even a sitting California representative who had been quasi missing during her term, and it was found out that she was actually in a nursing home for dementia.
Oh.
Like, these people are just way too old. Way too old. I don't even remember what party she was on, so I can't say if she was Republican or Democrat. She's way too old, shouldn't have been in power still, and was found with dementia in a nursing home. So you, as a 16-year-old citizen who the next major election period will be able to vote, that's why it feels like, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that those that are in power are so disconnected with everybody else. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
I mean, there are other aspects of it too, like money, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're just too dang old. All of them. I'm not talking party lines at all. They're all too old. Trump shouldn't have been running because he was too old. Biden should never have been running for re-election because he was too old. There are plenty of senators, there are plenty of House members that are just way too old to still be in there. Don't even, and then the Supreme Court, they're just also way too old, a lot of them. Yeah, that's my political rant of the day. Everybody's too old. Everybody. It's not a party line thing at all. Everybody's too old.
Yeah.
But speaking of politics, since we're on that route, is there anything else on your mind regarding politics?
Well, I know at one point you or something in that doesn't Trump have the Project 2025 team in his administration?
A lot of them, yes. A lot of them.
So many people have been pointing that out to the Republicans or more of the crazy people,
Yeah.
Trumpers. And the Trumpers continue to be like, nuh-uh.
Well, so to go back to that and Project 2025, he made it clear during his campaign that he didn't want anything to do with Project 2025, lying through his teeth. Because right as his second term starts, he is already signing a crap ton of executive actions that mirror proposals from the Project 2025 book, the big book of Project 2025. Just, he may have claimed that he wasn't going to follow it, but he's following it. He's trying to follow it as best he can. So we have the executive order, for instance, that tried to remove birthright citizenship, which pretty much immediately got struck down in the courts. And who knows if he's going to fight that or not? He's probably going to fight that, and he's hoping that the individuals he put in the Supreme Court will just bow to him. I am praying that they have a shred of ethical decency because it's pretty plain as day in the Constitution, and if they're going to be literalists, there's not going to be a whole lot of wiggle room. But we know they're not pure literalists because they gave Trump pretty heavy immunity, saying that if it's in effective duties, he's not committing a crime kind of thing as well. So it's anybody's game on what happens with that one. But if he declares that, he's also not, he himself is not a citizen anymore because he was born in the United States to citizens. So it's this weird logical spiral that they're shooting themselves in the foot with. I become not a citizen. You become not a citizen because we were born here to people who were also born here, etc. So how far back do you then have to logically go before you're declared a citizen or not, just ancestry-wise? So these
Well,
people aren't logical at all.
aren't we Native American, though?
Yes, as well. However, part of their arguments is actually because Native Americans are a part of their own tribe, that they have dual citizenship, and therefore fall under the 14th Amendment there, and they're only citizens of their tribe, is another one of their arguments, not of the United States. So again, just so much failed logic. Failed logic, completely all around.
Honestly, I feel like my brain short-circuited.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that political doublespeak to just go, "Hey, wait a minute. What you're saying doesn't make any sense." So, it's like during the debate between Biden and Trump, he was throwing out so much falsehood, and Biden basically was hit in the face with a shovel of all of those falsehoods. He had no idea what to do because he's a professional debater, but not a professional of standing up to just lying. He's expecting his opponent to be arguing in good faith still, which Trump wasn't doing. Now, Harris turned around and started poking at Trump and needling his ego and whatnot and getting him to go off the rails with dogs being eaten, dogs and cats being eaten by immigrants. And so she knew how to push his buttons. Biden didn't, which is why Biden looked like just a lump on a log when he was in that debate.
Yeah.
And also he had a cold or something, which, you know, that just makes it worse. But, like, another one of his fun executive orders signed was that there were only two genders, and it is the gender you are at conception. Now, let's look at the science of that for a moment, because the gender you are at conception, you know, the moment the egg is fertilized and implants in the mother's uterus and starts developing, everybody starts female at conception.
Because isn't one of the only reasons why men have nipples is because that's one of the first parts developed?
Right. So the male genitalia doesn't develop at conception at all. It develops about 6 weeks in. So now suddenly you and I are female based on that presidential degree.
Slay queen.
Precisely. I am now the wild bearded woman, I guess, because they don't bother to think long term. They don't bother to look at the logic or the science. They're just pandering to their bases and the ignorance of their bases. And that's it. But it was good talking to you, ma'am. That's for sure. And there's other nonsense that's going on in that way. Like he's allowing for ICE, I forget what it stands for, what ICE stands for, but U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. There we go. So he's authorized ICE to enter places that normally weren't allowed to be entered, such as hospitals, churches, schools, looking for illegal immigrants. But recently, like in this first week of him being in power, they raided some place in New Jersey that theoretically had illegal immigrants, but it also detained American citizens, like legal American citizens that had a right to be there. Not saying that immigrants don't, but that had every right to be there because their citizenship shouldn't have been being questioned, and they were detained as though they were illegally in the country. So due process isn't happening already.
Wow.
So if you've seen people talking about getting good winter boots on TikTok at all, have you?
No.
No? Okay, it's just my algorithm then. But people talking about getting good winter boots, that's to be ready to go and protest any ICE takings of individuals, or to go and protect a school or a church or a hospital from these kinds of actions. So the citizenry is out there. They're already organizing. They're already fighting. And we just have to be aware, but we also have to choose our battles because the last thing you want to do is burn out. And that's something that a lot of people suffered from in the first administration, the first Trump administration.
Yeah.
This every day, I have a meme for it, and it's Picard sitting in his captain's chair and saying damage report. Because every morning you wake up and Trump has done something else cheesy, something else wild, something else stupid, something else illogical. And that's just going to be the way it is. Unless there's some infighting or people are getting distracted by, say, Elon Musk also being a fascist.
Salute.
Yeah, the salute. So everybody's saying, first off, let's have a history lesson here, buddy. That I know, I think we talked about when I was making dinner one night this last week, but this is more for our listeners. The United States children used to do the Nazi salute back in the 1930s. And the intention was to hold a little American flag in your hand out in front of you and be pledging allegiance to that flag in front of your face. Well, classrooms started hanging a flag, so then everybody was just saluting the flag with their palms suddenly open and their arms straight. Well, the Italian fascists said, oh, well, we're going to copy that and make fun of the Americans because they're just that nationalistic, and they're going to start doing it. So they did what is called the Roman salute. So guess what? Everybody defending Elon Musk because, oh no, it wasn't the Nazi salute, it was the Roman salute. The Roman salute is also fascism. It's just Italian fascism rather than German fascism. It's the same thing. So these folks clearly don't know what they're talking about. And then, of course, the Nazis pick up on it and start doing the same thing. And it's a very, very, you can even look at ancient footage from Hitler doing it on stage, giving a speech, and compare the footage, the video footage, side by side, and Musk is doing the exact same hand motion. Exact same. The putting the hand on the heart or the shoulder and then throwing the arm out. Exact same motion. So it's not the Roman salute, it's the Nazi salute. And folks are just out there trying to gaslight everybody. That's all.
And also in his ads, hasn't he like actually done the giving hard at motion rather
Precisely. And then he forms his hands into a heart over his heart and chest and then just pushes that out toward the public. So he
he
knows
knew
the
what he was.
difference. He knows what he was doing. He's not autistic. Like some people are even saying, oh no, he's just autistic and easily misunderstood. Guys, that's not autism. That's just being a fascist jerk. A rich fascist jerk. Oh, and fun fact, the hair transplants and the jaw surgery that he's done, that's all gender affirming care, buddies. So our man Trump, our man Elon Musk, he has had a bunch of gender affirming care. So I really don't. If they're okay with that, then leave the trans people alone. Just leave them alone. They don't want your
Yeah.
attention. They don't want your attention anyway, so just leave them alone.
I mean, the only reason LGBTQ is in the politics in the first place is because the government brought them into the politics.
Well, and not even the government, just the Republicans.
Yeah.
So just, yeah. But there's my rant on that. Anything else on your mind?
Not really. Not that
Okay.
I can think of at the moment.
I mean, it's been a really wild week of Trump, of damage report. I don't know whether to title this episode Damage Report or what, really. I had another idea for a title name already, but it's already left me. So maybe it'll just be Damage Report. I don't know.
Honestly, damage report sounds good in my opinion.
And so far, fortunately, there hasn't been a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean, the TikTok ban that happened but didn't, because that was in the last week too. Trump started that fire. And then he's being thanked for putting out that fire. So again, I don't understand the logic at all. And my sister, for example, tried to re-download TikTok because it was no longer banned, and it's still not re-downloadable. So if you get a brand new device, it's not yet available to download on the shops and stuff because Apple and Google are like, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot cattle prod. The law is still the law. They're just not shutting down the servers. So watch out for that. If you get a new device, see if you can copy the appropriate TikTok app files over because it's not yet available to be watched or shared by others. The URLs are still valid if you go out to the website, but the app itself is dead right now still. So the problem is not as solved as he thinks it is or as they all claim it is.
That actually explains the TikToks I've been seeing of people saying, people who didn't uninstall TikTok being all happy, and then the next slide is the people who uninstalled it, and it's a crying image.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, you're going to have to manually install, which Android users can do. You just have to get the APK file and download it manually and install it manually. But it's never going to work as well as if you were just downloading it straight from the App Store. Plus, there's going to be pirated versions and malicious versions out there. So you're just going to have to be really, really careful on where you download it from. So good luck with that, folks, if you want to do it. Or just go to the URL. TikTok.com works just fine. It's just not going to have all the features, and you can still scroll and watch things without all the fancy stuff. Like I can go to
Yeah, I know exactly
TikTok.com
what
right
you mean.
now,
I'll try, but first,
and
I only know how to style.
it's trying to talk to me about stuff. So it's there. It's still usable that way, and good luck, folks. But yeah, it's a mess.
Lovely.
Yep. But anything else, bud?
No.
All right. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to try to get your sister back off to college and get home in time so maybe we could run some dungeons tonight. If it's before bed, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I leave now after processing these files, let's say if I leave by 3 p.m., I should be back about 7 or 8. So then we can still have an evening. So I'm gonna roll. This has been. Oh, yep.
What will be for dinner tonight?
You guys will have to kind of cook some stuff up here yourselves, I'm afraid.
Not again.
I know. And that's yet another reason why I'm thinking about going in and doing the Casey's next week. Here's some behind the scenes family talk, guys. I apologize, but so this has been episode 177 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Watch your damage reports carefully. Red alert, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Usually he's Neil Fury says something, but I guess he shut off. Are
What?
you?
No.
Oh.
Live with honor.
There we go. Indeed. Have a good week.